The House of Representatives today will hold a series of showdown votes on reforming the finance system for federal elections. Reform advocates, led by Republican Senator John McCain, pushed a package through the Senate last April. Since then, Connecticut Republican Chris Shays and Massachusetts Democrat Marty Meehan have been struggling to get a similar bill onto the House floor. NPR's Peter Overby reports from the Capitol.
Even at this late date, some lawmakers say they're undecided. They want to study the amendments, which were not available until late last night. So nobody's too sure, and nobody's leaving anything to chance. This morning, before the debate, Republican leaders opposing the bill are holding a meeting for their rank and file. Attendance is mandatory. Yesterday, on the Democratic side, Chief Sponsor Meehan and House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt were on the phone to colleagues like Bart Stupak of Michigan. Stupak had detailed questions for Meehan, but he wasn't ready to commit.
Thank you, Bart.
Thanks, Bart.
Appreciate
See you soon.
It. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Meehan said they're battling misinformation, the kind of misinformation that even members of Congress pick up.
Bart was concerned because he feels that any group ought to be able to run ads 60 days before an election, and the opposition is saying that groups couldn't run ads. Well, the reality is any group in America can run an ad 60 days before an election. That mentions a federal candidate, they just have to use hard money to do it, and the public has a right to know where that money comes from.
But opponents say there's plenty of misinformation coming from the advocates. Aside from the restrictions on issue ads, restrictions that have outraged groups across the political spectrum, the bill's other central provision would ban what's called soft money, the unregulated contributions to national party committees that come from rich individuals, unions, and corporations. Advocates are eager to tie the issue to the Enron scandal, but the connection is unfair, according to the bill's critics in both parties. Here's Republican David Dreyer of California.
Those who will try to draw this illusion between the bankruptcy of Enron and the political process, obviously there is no correlation. We need to encourage people to get involved in the political process rather than making it unattractive to be involved in the political process.
The final battle lines only became clear after midnight. The reformers will offer a few amendments. One would ease the fundraising limits for candidates who face wealthy, self-financing opponents. Republican Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia wanted this. She's been one of the undecideds. Shays and Meehan also decided the bill should take effect after the November elections, not as originally planned in 30 days after enactment. Congressman Shays.
We only have 8 months left until the general election. And so we've decided it's just crazy to think that we can implement this bill and have it work, especially when we have to send it back to the Senate.
Meanwhile, the bill's opponents have a dozen chances to stop it by offering two substitute bills and 10 smaller amendments. They have a two-pronged strategy. First, they want to make major changes to Shays Meehan. That way, it would have to go into a conference with the Senate. Most observers think a conference would gut the bill or make it vulnerable to a filibuster in the Senate. The opponent's other aim is to put Shays Meehan supporters on the spot. So one of the substitute bills is a tougher version of Shays Meehan that passed the House a few years ago, but doesn't match the Senate language now. But the White House is pointedly avoiding any veto threats, as New York Republican Thomas Reynolds pointed out.
But there's no longer any place to hide that the Senate will take care of it, or the White House will take care of it. It's going to be settled right here in the House of Representatives.
Several lawmakers said this could be a historic moment for the House. But before history takes its turn, the bill's advocates decided to celebrate the prospect of victory. With a ragtime band leading the way, workers from Common Cause and other advocacy groups held a New Orleans-style funeral march down the sidewalk across the street from the Capitol. They said they're ready to bury soft money. Peter Overby, NPR News, the Capitol.